What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Investigators have identified a little boy found in Virginia Creek 50 years ago as a missing child from Philadelphia. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, they are trying to find his baby brother.
A 14-year-old in Lorton, Virginia, riding his bike home from school in June of 1972, found the boy.
Blunt force trauma to the head is what caused the death.
Detective Melissa Wallace is with the Fairfax County Cold Case Unit.
The medical examiner was able to see that there were other injuries in various stages of healing that appeared to be indicative of child abuse.
Detectives at the time preserved the boy's hairs, which were used 50 years later to get a DNA profile.
We started going the genealogy route in 2020.
Through which they were able to identify the boy's mother, Vera Bryant, from Philadelphia, and then the child, Carl Matthew Bryant.
She also had a six-month-old baby named James.
After leaving for Virginia in 1972, Vera and her boyfriend at the time, James Hedgepath, returned to her family in November.
And they asked, where are the boys at? And she said, oh, they stayed down in Virginia.
Vera severed ties with her family and died in 1980. Hedgepath died decades later. Police believe she and or Hedgepath were responsible for Carl's death, and they're continuing to search for the baby.
We're going to kind of wait and see what comes before we decide how we're going to move forward with the missing persons case.
A Christian women's group in Virginia raised funds to bury the boy. He'll remain in that Virginia cemetery, and detectives will honor him with a memorial bench nearby. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.